at Monday night, Var Halacha, or Lutesvov Teves, Toshinayan Hay. So we're learning about Kovet Svarim, and yesterday we saw about putting a sefer on the floor, or a tefachai, etc. Tonight we're going to learn if a sefer falls, you have to pick it up. So we do that. But you have to do it, even in the middle of learning. And that's not a chiddush to most people here, because we interrupt our learning at the drop of a hat, so koshkan at the drop of a sefer. But it's a chiddush in halacha that even if you're in the middle of learning, you pick up a sefer. In fact, the Mishnah Berurah, famous Mishnah Berurah, that in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, you could actually leave your place if your kavana is stared by the fact that a sefer fell and is on the floor. And the question always is, how come you noticed that that happened? But you did. Akasha Famaisa. And now it's bothering you and you can't concentrate properly. So you're allowed to move off your place, not talk, and pick it up. There's a minig to kiss a sefer when you pick it up after it has fallen. Actually, the minig is discussed, and the marshal of many sforim fall, so there's a horah to pick them up first and then kiss them. Don't pick one up, kiss it, then pick the next one up and kiss it. First pick them all up and then kiss them. Okay. We're continuing Chavit Halvavos, Shar HaYichud. We're in Perek Yud, the last Perek in Shar HaYichud. We're towards the end of it. And he makes the following point. We're talking about to what degree we could understand the essence of Hashem, and the answer is not really, just the fact that He exists and that He's one and that He's eternal, and then everything else is really just knowing and recognizing His pa'ulos and His ma'asim. Umimasha tatzorach levorim inyan achushim agufniyim, he says, you know, you should realize when you talk about the five senses, which is the way we sense physical things, asher hizkarnu, fa'achushim anafshiyim, you know, you have chushim, the five physical senses. Then you have a person's mental faculties, hashzikaron, memory, v'machshava, the ability to reason, to think, v'arayon, v'arhirhur, v'havchono, different mental capacities, memory, thought, imagining, visualizing, creativity. Shekula magim elinyan echad v'hu haseichel, which I don't know if it was advanced thinking for the Chavis HaLovus' time. Maybe, yeah, maybe not, I don't know. Everything relates to the brain. The eye doesn't see, the brain sees. The nose doesn't smell, the brain smells. So everything relates to the mind. Some things in the physical way, which is the five senses are very physical, and some things in a, you know, in a mind way, in an intellectual way. So when you look at these things, every sense has its thing. You can't see an odor. You can't smell a nice painting. Everything has its gvulim, what it's capable of doing. Through seeing, fa'kolos vaneimis, music or sound, lo nasigim kim b'chusha shema b'levad, v'chein harechos, odors, u'minei hamurachim b'chusha af, u'minei ha'to'omim, flavors, nisogim b'chusha tam b'levad, fa'chom, v'akor, v'abir minoechis, nisogim b'chusha mishish b'levad, what your body, what your skin feels. So, it's very mugbal. You can't go outside of its gvul. You can't see odors. You can't see the voices, etc. And not only that, but each one gets weakened as the thing goes farther away. Something so far away, you can't see it so well. As you go far away from some an odor, you smell it less and less. With hearing, so everything's very mugbal. When it gets too far, you can't see it at all. So it's mukbal in two ways. You can't see odors, you can't see sound, and even what sight could see, but it's mukbal if it's close to it. As it gets further away, you can see it less and less. And if you want to, like, overstep these boundaries, you're not going to lo yasig mevukshal kasher yivakesh also. Kamo misha choshev, someone wants to lahasig his hanaimus to listen to music b'chush ha-ru'us through his sight. V'hamaros b'chush ha-shema, v'ato'omim b'chush ha-mishush. Harei lo yasig mitziusim, so he'll totally lose the experience because he's trying to look through a lens that doesn't work for these things. Even though they're there, if you use the right tool. So what's his point? With mental facilities, you can't memorize something with the chelik of the brain that's miyuad, let's say, for creativity or for visualizing, and you can't think of an idea with the part of the brain that's there for memory. And also the Yeshlo Gvul Musuyim, Kasher Mash Giyah Chush Eilov Omid Shom, Kafisha Hiskarnu, right? The deeper something is, the more difficult it is, so the less you're able to be toifus it. The Kachu Adova Beseichel, Shumasakas Advorim Hamuskolim Ba'atzmo, V'derech Halamidu Berayos. Sometimes you can grasp a concept intrinsically, basically, and sometimes you need a moshol, and sometimes you only know the conclusion through rayas, that it must be that way, but you can't conceptualize the concept itself. You only can bring proof that the concept must be true. All our chushim are mugbal. So then you just can bring a rayas. He says, koshkin, l'koshkin, l'koshkin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, I can see something here. I can't see somebody two blocks away, but I can bring a raya that he's there because, you know, I might have rayas that he's there because if he wouldn't be there, then you wouldn't be here, and you told me he's here, and I believe you. So koshken v'koshken Hashem, our muchoshim, everything, our mental facilities and our koshken, our physical senses are not able to be masig him, and if we try, we're going to lose the whole Hashem experience because we don't have the tools for it. But you could have rayas. Have a raya that Hashem exists. The rayas you could have. L'cheivach hu yisrami v'yisala nelam v'rochuk mikol rochuk v'taratzmo. L'yasek ha-seichel, only the fact that he exists. L'yachshav l'hasek amitas atzmo dimyon o dimuyo teder mitziyuso. So you won't have the, just like if you try to listen to music with your eyesight, you'll lose the whole experience. So if you try to conceptualize or visualize or think about or have some concept of Hashem, you're going to lose the whole Hashem experience. You have to go to it with the only way he could be nitfas, which is through rayus that he exists. Teodim mitziyus, olav mitziyus, so even Hashem's around, but you're going to lose out on recognizing his reality if you try to go to it with the wrong tools, just like the music can be beautiful, but if you go to it with the chush hamishush, so you're going to lose the whole musical experience. Just as we described, if you don't try to latch onto it with the tool that Hashem made for that, so you're going to miss out on the whole thing. So then we should be satisfied with that proof, but not try to conceptualize his reality, because we can't, and then we'll just lose out. We won't be able to, so then we'll start questioning it, chas v'shalom, and that's no good. So we won't be able to relate even to the fact that he exists. If to us he's only going to exist if I can conceptualize him, but we can't. Anything you imagine or visualize or conceptualize, it's already not Hashem, because Hashem, almost by definition, I'd say almost, or maybe not almost, maybe mamish by definition, can't be conceptualized by humans. Okay, we'll stop here.